USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI report on its investigation into sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is now in the hands of the White House and the U.S. Senate. Senators will be able to start looking at that report in a secure area of the Capitol beginning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. That report will not be made public. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is vowing that a vote on Kavanaugh's nomination will happen by the end of the week. In South Carolina,
the victims in this case need all the help and support we can give them.
That's the Florence County Sheriff after one cop is killed and six other officers are wounded during a shootout and standoff yesterday in Florence.
I would ask that you please put this families of these officers in your prayers. Please lift them up.
The suspect is in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
29-year-old Track Palin, the son of former Alaska governor and Republican VP hopeful Sarah Palin, headed for a year in jail after a judge in Anchorage kicks him out of a therapeutic court for veterans after his arrest on Friday night for allegedly assaulting an ex-girlfriend. Palin had been in the veterans court after assaulting his father late last year. A former Navy sailor is under arrest, accused of sending envelopes that were flagged as possibly dangerous to the Pentagon and the White House.
It was castor beans, which is what ricin is made from. One of the envelopes was mailed to Defense Secretary James Mattis, the other to Admiral John Richardson. But the envelopes never made it to the Pentagon. They were flagged at a sorting facility. A man identified as William Allen III was taken into custody in Logan, Utah. Reportedly, he put the return address on the letters, including one he sent to President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The other shoe drops with Amazon's raise for its workers as it's now announced it's eliminating bonuses and stock awards so as to help pay for those hourly raises. The retailer is saying it would pay all U.S. workers at least $15 an hour beginning November 1st, but to help pay for those wage increases, Amazon says it will eliminate monthly bonuses and stock awards for warehouse workers. The pay raise coming as Amazon's planning to hire about 100,000 seasonal workers for the holidays. The return of an El Nino weather pattern is going to have a direct effect on the approaching winter season here in this hemisphere, as we hear from John Clemens.
AccuWeather expert long-range forecaster Paul Postolak tells us he believes the biggest area of concern for travel will be from the southern plains up through the mid-Atlantic states this winter.
Well, we're going to start off with a lack of Arctic air intrusions coming down out of the polar region. That'll be locked up there for a little while, but then it's going to be released as the pattern changes over the Pacific, and then we'll see some diving cold Arctic air masses by the middle and latter part of the season.
I'm John Clemens.
And the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry will be on full display in the American League Division Series this year as the Yankees have moved on to it, beating the A's 7-2 last night in the AL wild card game at Yankee Stadium. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.